Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Stephanie Vance is our guest and our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. She's one of the folks who helps us and many others all across the country understand how to do a better job of communicating with their elected representatives, whether it be local or state or national. And she's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Stephanie. And you know, we've only got a few more days, Stephanie. What is it? Maybe just one or two more days.
Yeah, maybe just today.
Till we're going to be safe for about 5 weeks, right?
Well, you say it's safe, but, you know, they're coming soon to a city near you.
Well, I know. But the thing is that they're sort of, when they ungaggle and go off into their own world, they don't have as much potential for danger as they do when they get together. Now, we're talking about politicians, folks. We're having fun. We're having a little fun, poking fun at our elected representatives who go to Washington and allegedly represent us. Sometimes they do. Sometimes we think they don't. But in the month of August and the early part of September, they leave for the summer recess, for the Labor Day recess. And that's when, Stephanie, I always feel just a little bit safer.
Well, you should feel, if you're worried about what Congress does, I suppose you should feel safer, but it's also a great opportunity to try and meet with them while they're back in their districts and let them know that the kinds of things that you're concerned about.
Well, there are two things that happened this week, at least two things that I know of, maybe some more, that they're going to get an earful of when they go back home, one way or the other. And there are going to be people who are going to be congratulating them, and there are going to be people who are going to be taking them to task. And I guess such is the life of a politician, Stephanie, but I'm talking about two bills that I know have passed this week, and one is CAFTA, the Central American and Dominican Republican Free Trade Agreement, mm-hmm. and the other is the energy bill.
Yeah, they're definitely, and you know, it's hard for them because they each House representative represents upwards of 650,000 people, and each senator represents, of course, everyone in their state.
Right.
And so they're obviously going to have people who've come down strongly on both sides of those issues, and it can be hard for them, and they have to make decisions, you know, which are going to make one set of people unhappy. So they'll probably be hearing a fair amount about those issues.
What are your thoughts on the energy bill?
Well, you know, I haven't looked at it too closely, so I can't really say. You know, the energy bill and issues like that I don't follow very closely are to me examples of situations where I'm glad there's a Congress because I don't have to sit there and figure out what this tax mm-hmm. break does and what that tax break does. You know, I can, if I want to be involved, I can follow it very closely, and if not, hopefully I can trust my representatives to do the thinking on those particular issues for me.
That's what we have when we have a democratic republic, don't we?
This is true.
We have people who we elect to go and sort through all these things.
Exactly.
That's their job.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we have people who have those jobs because I don't know enough about energy issues to decide whether what's been passed is the best thing ever or completely horrendous. So.
Well, it's been happening for, I mean, they've been working on this bill for over 4 years now.
Yes,
and so that's. I think it's going to be a good thing. I'm sure Mr. Bush considers it to be a victory for him. Also, the Central American Free Trade Agreement passed this week.
Yes, it did. Very closely after keeping the vote open for well over the time it was supposed to be open for.
Right, and it passed in the middle of the night. I guess it was Wednesday night. And so that's if you're a free trader like me, Stephanie, mm-hmm. you like this bill. If you're not, then you won't like the bill. What are some other things that are going on? They did not get, or they're not going to get a vote on the abolishing of the death tax, though, right?
I don't think they're going to get that done before the August recess. Some of the things that they have gotten done before the recess, they did finally finish the transportation reauthorization,
mm-hmm.
which has been percolating for over 2 years and was over 2 years due. You know, they're starting to look at uranium issues, issue regulation on weapons-grade uranium. And obviously, you know, throughout the August recess and other and into September, there's going to be a lot of discussion of the new Supreme Court nominee.
Right. And also whatever happens to Mr. John Bolton.
Yes.
The nominee for ambassador to the U.N.
Yes, that's going to continue to be something under discussion.
Right, and there's some question about, there's some possibility that Mr. Bush may appoint him in, during the recess.
This is true, although my understanding of the situation is that, that since they haven't adjourned sine die, meaning that they're done for the year or for the session, that he can make that appointment, but it still has to be approved.
I see.
It's not the kind of
it's
situation.
It's not like a judgeship that, that he would appoint over over the Christmas holidays or something like that.
Exactly. Now, and I can't remember for sure, excuse me, if before the August recess they adjourn sine die, meaning that they can't, they're not going to come back, you know, relatively soon. So I can't remember for sure if they do that during the August recess, but if they don't, then they still have to approve the appointment.
Well, they'll ultimately have to approve it anyway. It's just a matter of how long. Maybe it won't it be just a matter of how long he can serve under that appointment.
Yeah, and well, and I do think there is a provision in the Constitution that would allow the president to make that appointment, and the Congress can't do much about it. But the Congress has kind of gotten around that by not adjourning in the way that the Constitution says can't.
Well, I would think that Mr. Bush, with a Republican Congress, can get it adjourned any way that they want to.
You know, and you'd think that, but there are some Democrats in the Senate who would probably object.
Those rascally Democrats are always causing trouble, aren't they?
They sure are.
What are some other things that are going on in Congress this week?
Well, I think it's just wrapping up those main bills. I mean, there's a number of different provisions still to figure out on some of those bills.
Hasn't it been a long time since we've had a week this busy? This productive?
Oh, it always happens that way. Right before the recess, they pass a whole bunch of bills.
But yeah, but these two, the CAFTA and the energy bill, those are biggies.
That is true. That is true. They were ones the president put a lot of effort into.
Absolutely. Stand by, Stephanie. When we come back, we're going to get Stephanie to tell us how to, whether we, if we like or don't like what's been going on, how do we communicate that to Congress? Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Stephanie Vance, who is also a very important advocate, and she teaches individuals and organizations around the country how to be advocates for their own community, for their own causes, and to make sure that, that their elected representatives know what they want so they know how to vote. And sometimes that's completely lost on people, isn't it, Stephanie?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, sometimes a member of Congress, when they have to go figure out how to vote, is getting information from all kinds of different sources. And I've been sitting in the congressional office when someone will call me after a vote and say, "I can't believe he voted that way. That was stupid." And I'll say, "Did you tell us that beforehand? Because that would have been useful."
Absolutely. Well, what do we do? What are some things that we can do to do a better job of communicating with our elected representatives?
Well, I always boil it down to kind of a four-step process, and the first step is knowing what you want. And so many people come into an elected official's office and just kind of want to educate them on their issues. And while it's useful for the elected official to sort of have a sense of what's going on, if you tell the elected official, "Oh, I'm just here to educate you," it kind of, you know, it sends a signal to the elected official, "Oh, I don't really have to think during this meeting because they're just educating me." So I always tell people, think of something very specific that you want them to do, and it doesn't always have to be sign onto a bill or vote a certain way. It can be, you know, come visit our chamber, come to our chamber meeting, you know, come visit a facility in our district, something like that that gets the elected official thinking about issues.
Yeah, what? Let's say that we're a little peeved at our elected representative, something that they did. Shouldn't we throw a little sugar on the medicine before we give it to them? Shouldn't we, you know, find something that we like about what they've done, and then tell them that there is this thing that we're not happy about?
Well, I do think that it makes much more sense to go in and be positive. You know, how can you and the elected official work together to solve this problem, as opposed to going in there and saying, you're such an idiot.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, exactly, which I've had people do to me when I was working on the Hill, and it just made me think, you know, that's not very effective. That's not going to make me want to change my mind. So I do think that it helps to try and come in with a positive attitude, and I always just tell people, figure out what the underlying problem is and how you and the elected official can work together to solve it, as opposed to focusing on the fact that the elected official is just doing something that you disagree with.
Give us your website, please.
It is www.advocacyguru.com.
And folks, if you go there, her picture, Stephanie's picture, her beautiful picture is on. So you can even see what she looks like, and also they can find out more there about how you work with organizations around the country to help them become more effective with their elected representatives.
Yes, absolutely. I wander around the country spreading the word of effective advocacy so that groups know how to deal more effectively with their government, not just at the federal level but at the state level as well.
You know, I know a community, Stephanie, that wasn't having very much luck getting, they were basically stepchildren to their delegation. They seemed, they felt that they were, and they probably were. And when they were talking to a retired delegation once, as a group of leaders were talking to this person, and they were asking him to help them become more effective. And he said, you know, he said, I got to tell you first off, when I was your representative, I never heard from you folks. You never told me what you wanted.
Exactly.
And it, he almost made it sound like all they had to do was tell him what they wanted, and they might have gotten it.
Yeah, it's often that simple, and I think people just think, oh, you know, you can't just walk in there and say what you want. I mean, that seems, you know, you've got to do all this fancy stuff ahead of time. And it's like, you know, actually, no, if you just walked in there, said, I'm a constituent, here's what we're looking for, here's why it's important to the district, and here's how it will benefit your constituents, that's a powerful message that people are going to listen to in the congressional office.
Shouldn't we stop thinking of ourselves as constituents and start thinking of ourselves as customers? I mean, or how about this? Either as customers or employers. When we think of our elected representatives, when we say constituent, doesn't that sort of make us feel almost like we're not as powerful as we really are?
I have to disagree with that, but only because I see the power of constituency, and I think it's an incredibly powerful position to be in.
Well, but only if you appreciate it like you do. I mean, what I'm trying to get people who maybe don't realize. I mean, I sometimes I feel like some people get the idea, whoa, he's a congressman. I can't say anything to him. But if you think of yourself as his employer, you might feel differently.
The concern I have about using that kind of language is Congress is not a business, and it's not designed to run like a business.
And more's the pity.
Well, we can argue about that, but you know, I just tend to think that, I mean, the way the system is set up is it's designed to be very inefficient because they want all kinds of debate. I mean, if you had 435 people on your board of directors, it would be really hard to get stuff done like it is in the House of Representatives. And, you know, it's a system that's designed to enhance as much as possible ongoing arguments, which it does. And so designed to be like a business.
Well,
that's why I have the concerns about that.
Well, I guess I don't mean that from the standpoint of we should, you know, put that in their face, but just from the standpoint of how we think about ourselves if we ever don't, you know, don't take the opportunity to demand, you know, to ask for the things that we want. Stephanie, give us your website again, please.
It is www.advocacyguru.com.
How to Communicate with Congress is her book. You can find out about it right there on her website. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here. Good job.
All right. right. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Stephanie Vance, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Ian Mitroff. Stay with us. 29 after. On the roof is
the... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.